Hi, welcome to Indiana Weekend with John Strauss. This is a kind of radio magazine show about the interesting places and intriguing people in our part of the state. We're always interested in your thoughts. Drop us a note at indianaweekend@gmail.com with your suggestions and comments. Let us know what's going on where you are. This week, the Ball State students who set up a news bureau to cover the Indiana State Fair. Of course, some of them really enjoy the Midway rides. That State Fair story later in the show. Elsewhere, you may not have been to Jay County lately. It's possible that nothing's drawn you to Portland for a while. But for thousands, and I mean quite a few thousand folks, Portland is the veritable center of the universe next week. The center of the collectible tractor and engine world. August 20th through the 24th is the 49th Antique Engine and Tractor Show at the Jay County Fairgrounds. Jack Roush is president, and I went out to say hello the other day as he was getting everything ready. The tractor show is spread out over acres and acres of land out there, so he uses a golf cart to go jetting around all over the place.
You must really look forward to this time of year.
I do and I don't. Sometimes it gets to be more headache than it's worth, but I enjoy the engines, I enjoy the people. Actually, I've come to enjoy the people more than I have the engines. The engines are very undependable. Sometimes they run, sometimes they don't. It just, but the people are always cheerful. The ones that come here, it's just a good show.
We're driving down the street in your golf cart.
Yes. This is on North Street, the one street over from the show. And this will have flea markets on it.
This street where we are now?
Yeah. The street I'll bring you back on will be solid. Flea markets. These will be spotty, different places. They get to be more each year, but it's not packed like it is on the other street. And it's just something else.
How are things in Portland? We've had an economy that was troubling there for a while.
Well, we've had a business or two that's left us, which we hate to see, but they've also picked up a couple businesses. So right now, I think it's kind of evened it out. I think it's a great place to live. We don't have the problems that the big cities have, and yet we're not suffering for money to take care of sewers and stuff that some of the smaller cities have. So I think we're pretty fortunate in this area. Now, we're going on to
here we are at the main gate to the county fairgrounds. Yeah. They've got your event listed there.
Yes, it's just great. The community help, anytime we need something. It's like, I should have shown you the neighbor lady that when I'm out here and busy and can't get home and mow my yard, she mows my yard.
Oh, boy. Hey, we're going by, is this an octagonal barn here from 1883 or something?
Yeah.
The floral barn?
And that'll be full of vendors. This building beside it will be full of vendors. What I wanted to tell you, and then back behind you there, in 1966, we, the tractor show people, met up here in a circle. And they brought their engines out here during the fair. The fair was having trouble during a couple year period in there, and they couldn't get rides or whatever. I don't know what it was. But we brought the engines out. And they just exhibited those. Well, it got to be so big, and they started getting rides to come in, that we had to find our own date to meet. So we would meet here at the fairgrounds, and we would meet up there. Now, we're talking 66, 67, 68 period. And then it got so big that we started putting the people that came, campers, out in through here and exhibiting engines around wherever we could. And it just kept expanding.
How many exhibitors? How many people come to this?
Well, it's hard to tell you exact, because if you bring an exhibit, we don't charge you. Now, hopefully.
Somebody's waving to another golf cart going by.
Yeah.
You guys like your golf carts?
Yeah. Oh, they'll be. You wait a couple weeks. Well, you wait till after the 9th. the town will be loaded with. And there's another thing. The city just works with you. You know, the golf carts have got to give these policemen fits because, you know, they're not following the rules like they should, and they park where they shouldn't, and they go down the state highways when the state doesn't recognize them yet. So, you know, and our police force does a great job. I can't say they look the other way, but yes, they do. Now, I do know they will correct people, but they don't arrest them. And it's just great with the community, just how well they work with us. And this is, like I was saying, the lady mows my yard.
you're talking about in the mid-60s when all this began.
Yeah.
It was the tractors and the engines were just part of, I mean.
Yeah, well, you just brought them in. Yeah, we didn't have them separated. You know, the tractors would kind of stay down in that end, but that was on their own. And then we started getting so many that they had to divide it up.
So now it's big, but how do we explain how big it is? I mean.
Well, you hang on. I'm about to take you around.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
This is all small engines.
Okay. And this. Oh, look. What do you call that? Sulky?
Sulky. Yeah. Rider, yeah.
Horse with a sulky.
We kind of interrupt their training, and they first started complaining, but they work with us pretty well now. And
to describe this to people, I mean, it looks like several football fields in size, and a nice area here. You've got some trees and shade.
This area that we're coming into will be feature tractors. There's feature tractors on both sides of this.
All right.
Now, the smaller engines, smaller amount of tractors, we have a space over here that we're going to try to utilize into different engines. But right here in front of us to the left is a feature tent. And this year, we know we got a 1918 Fortson coming. It's coming out of the museum in Richmond. And four other specialties. For you people in the 50s, the Ford tractor, they came out with a V8 engine. Or if they didn't come with it, somebody would put one in it. And we're going to have a couple of those here on exhibit. Now, this land that I'm about to take you into is on the east side of the fairgrounds, which is a 70-acre farm that we were able to buy several years ago. And as you can see, this will all be tractors to your right. This will be full of tractors lined up as far as you can see there. At the far end, we're going to have a Bolins Club come in. They wanted to come in and exhibit this year.
What'd you say, a what club?
It's Bolins Tractor, B-O-L-E-N-S.
You know, which raises sort of a good question. For people, have you ever run into somebody who goes, tractors, what's the, you know, trying to understand what's the fascination with tractors?
Well, in this area, we're a farm community, and a lot of the people around were raised with tractors, farm tractors, and that's what really started to show. Then it got to branching into the small tractors because it became so many of them, and they are cheaper to buy and to exhibit, and so we just expanded and started letting them come in, and that's been a great thing.
I'd rather have a fiddle and my farming tools. Thank God I'm a country boy.
The amiable Jack Roush, president of the 49th Antique Engine and Tractor Show at the Jay County Fairgrounds in Portland. What you're hearing in the background there is his golf cart, which he needs to cover all that acreage at the show. The tractor gathering runs August 20th through the 24th. Details at, hang on to your pencil, tristategasenginetractor.com. Or you can just go to the Indiana Weekend page on Facebook and we'll have that link. And when you're in Portland, tell them to listen to Indiana Public Radio on WBSJ 91.7.
Indiana Weekend, real radio from just down the road. Look for that name on Facebook and drop us a line. Let us know what you think at indianaweekend@gmail.com.
You know, there are people, there are folks who are into different things. There are people who are into tractors just the way there might be people who are into cars or.
Okay, yeah.
Or, I mean, it's
very,
a it's
very
a thing,
true.
Right?
Yeah, it's their thing. And usually, they don't mix. I mean, you know, if you've got antique cars, you don't exhibit antique tractors and vice versa. But that's not to say that we don't work together, because we do. I have several people that come out and will help us when we need it, who are into antique cars. Could care less about tractors, but and vice versa, because we do let them use our grounds from time to time for the cars.
So how do you're in your, how many, 40, how many years? This is the 41st?
Well, this, no.
47.
This is the 49th year.
So this is the 49th year,
yeah,
of this, which sounds like an awful long, it's quite a run.
The first year was held over at Fort Recovery.
Okay.
And it, to my knowledge, I wasn't there, but it was my dad's neighbor, was one of them, and his son, and I understand there was seven of them, maybe eight. They just got together to play with their engines. And they went to Fort Recovery and had it the first year. Well, then, like I had said, the fair over here, the back part of it was kind of empty because they didn't have the rides and so forth.
Sure.
So they came over here the next 2 years.
Well, look at what, now what do we have here?
Yeah,
this is a big space.
We're going to head into that here. This we just developed 2 years ago, and it's for the people that come over here.
You could land an airplane out there.
We have.
Yeah,
yes, sir.
Really?
Yeah, Barry Miller landed his airplane here one year to exhibit it. And his family come in big time with tractors, and he had his antique plane here one year.
So did you grow up, on a farm with tractors?
I grew up on a farm in Green Township. Came to town for a few years, and got married, and I wanted to go back to the farm, and my wife says, no, I lived in the country, and my kids, or as kids, we didn't get to do anything because we had to go to town. She says, I don't want our kids to be that way. So I would go help Dad farm, but didn't live on it. And no, I missed it. I don't think I could go to farming today. I went with a fellow that Bob Lyons, rode in his tractor a couple years ago. And I thought, it's got a TV screen. It's got a seat for a passenger. I said, how do you keep track of this? He said, that's what that's for.
Like GPS.
GPS. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It told how much grain he was putting in, and it was just something else. And if my dad was still alive, he'd have a fit over this.
What kind of business are you in now, Jack?
Well, I'm semi-retired. I work 2 days over at Fort Recovery Industry. And I told my wife I just had to get myself back organized a little bit, because the retirement, if you're not real busy or something you got to do, you don't do anything.
What kind of work have you done?
I worked at Portland Forge for 44 years. So,
what'd you do there?
Well, I started out as a a grinder. Then I went to machine operator, and then for the last 33 years of it, I was a supervisor and worked in different departments and different shifts. I enjoyed it. It was a good place to work.
Was this a foundry?
Yeah, it's right there, right over there.
Okay. You were a supervisor at a foundry?
Yeah,
forging industry. Forging, okay. And did you, when you're around these tractors and these machines, that's kind of like, I would think it's a way to reconnect with being a youngster again.
Yes, definitely. Especially the John Deere's, because that's kind of what I was with. I was raised on an Oliver, but we went to John Deere's because they was more prevalent in this area. And at one time I owned two of them. I sold one, I give the other to my grandson. I've got two engines at home. I've got a Bolin's tractor sitting over here in this building. This is a swap barn here ahead of us. People come in, put their product in there, they want to sell, whatever. But we prefer that.
So if I wanted to buy a tractor, I could maybe find something.
You betcha.
What would a beginner collector most like? You know, because I have in mind a John Deere, a green with the wide set rear tires,
okay,
and the kind of narrow at the front. Is that, I mean, that's my conception of a tractor.
The tricycle tractor.
Yeah.
Which they are for sale. It could be listed in here. Could set right outside the door here.
Now, if I want to buy one, I don't want to lose money when it comes time to sell it, but I want to enjoy it. What am I looking at? I mean, you know, for a beginner collector.
It depends on how many people are looking for them. If you've got a unique piece of equipment, it'll probably sell pretty good. If it's run of the mill.
Well, I'm a new collector. I'm just fascinated by tractors. Let's say, like that red one there. That's okay. What I have in mind is that looks to me like your prototypical. That's your basic farm tractor from years ago, right?
That's a Massey Harris.
How old is that? And folks, this is red. This is your.
Looking at it, it's a 54 in that model.
Yeah.
No, he's coming this way.
So some of these, so we're going to be okay here. We're pulling out in front of him. Okay. All right.
Yeah, he's turned 60.
In the golf cart here driving around.
Now, as you can see, we'll be okay. That area is full. We're going into the camping area.
Okay. But that Massey kind of tractor we were looking at there, just off top of your head, what's your guess on what
it's worth?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have a 50-some-year-old tractor. If somebody's looking for it, you might get $500-$600 out of it. If it's a unique piece, not many of them left, then you're looking at the thousands.
Okay. Jack's, we're at the front gate here.
Yeah. Now.
How many days a week do you spend getting ready for this?
365. I get calls all year long, probably averaging 5 a day for the last month. My wife has put on our recorder all the lists of all the guys that they need to contact, whatever area.
Jack's opening this gate here. Okay. Let me just get the sound of you. Oh, we'll get through here. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, we're going back in here for a camping. This was our first building. Now,
I like this golf cart. I got to say, this is you use this instead of a car because...
Oh, definitely, because we got so much getting around. We rent golf carts for all the directors and the gate people so that they can get to where they need to go, because walking's too slow and there's no way you can drive a vehicle there.
Oh, here we are on this red tractor we were looking at. And this is not
33. Okay. They also made a 44, which was the big, but they're a workhorse and they were a real powerful tractor, well used in their day. And those that had them really enjoyed them. This one's in good shape.
This has electric start. Is that right?
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. They put those on in the '50s and my dad had a 37B. And he made electric start.
All right. So this is a 33 Massey Harris tractor we're seeing.
Yeah, and I have no idea the year on it, but it's a 50s model.
So is this in good shape?
What yes, kind of shape? Excellent shape.
Yeah, okay. And doesn't have to be waxed like a car.
No. How many tractors do you think was ever waxed when they were
That's Jack Roush, president of the 49th Antique Engine and Tractor Show at the Jay County Fairgrounds in Portland. The show runs August 20th through the 24th. You can find out more at tristategasenginetractor.com. It's a view of Americana, of Indiana, and it may not be around forever. Jack says they don't get a lot of younger folks interested in antique tractors. He's not completely surprised by that, but he can't help but be a little disappointed.
This is Indiana Weekend with John Strauss on Indiana Public Radio.
The sound of screams at the Indiana State Fair. The midway rides are a thrill for some and, well, maybe a little too thrilling for others. Like these two Ball State students who posted sport camera video of themselves getting all upside down and sideways on the rides.
All right, we're at the top and we're ready to drop. Tell my mother that I love her.
That video and more photos and stories from the Ball State journalism students are posted at their website, at theindianafair.com. We'll put a link on our Facebook page, too. The students are led by journalism instructor Colleen Steffen. Here's one of the folks. Our cell phone connection leaves a little something to be desired, but doesn't this sound like fun?
I'm Dan Edwards. I'm from Dayton, Ohio, and I'm a videographer for BSU Journalism at the fair. Let's see. The fried food ranges everything from a deep-fried Oreo, which I believe is a staple of State Fair, anywhere up to a, I saw a deep-fried cheeseburger on a stick. So they really have covered the range of foods that you can dip in batter and then put in the fryer. It's been a quite an eye-opening experience, but I love it. It's this great cross-section of Midwestern, you know, like honest-to-goodness, you know, kind of culture, and I just really love that. You know, because I've been traveling a lot lately, and I've just been kind of, like, really starting to appreciate my, like, Midwestern roots and taking pride in it, and, you know, that's what kind of drew me to the project, and it's been incredible so far.
So you've been to state fairs before, though, right?
Yes, but nothing like the Indiana State Fair.
What do you mean?
The Ohio State Fair is interesting, but, I mean, I feel like the amount of vendors here, the amount of rides, the people here are just, it's just so much more interesting. I feel like everyone's just so excited to be here, and particularly the vendors. We've been doing a lot of stories about the people that are working here, particularly. There's a sense of community and a sense of friendship among the vendors as they're all working together to provide, you know, the best experience and the best time for all the people at the fair. And that's just something I really have come to admire and appreciate. I just haven't seen any other, like, either county, state, or, you know, any other kind of fair.
What's your job been on this team?
My job has been leading our video team, creating either like small video pieces for our news outlets, for our website. We've been doing things like that to a lot of slow motion photography. We even worked with a dog adoption and kind of shelter agency to create a dog kissing booth video that we just released today, and it turned out really cute.
Oh, they had a dog kissing booth. What was that like?
It was adorable. I'm a huge animal lover. I'm more of a cat person, but these dogs were just—they're just adorable. They put them in this booth, and for a dollar, if you put it in, they had a little donation vest on. You put a little dollar in the dog's pouch. You could lean down, and they would give you a big old like kiss, and it would lick your face, and it was really cute. And it was for a good cause, sending some dogs to get surgery or have procedures done. So we kind of jumped on that opportunity to capture like what was a very unique visual event, you know, like dogs kissing people, and also at the same time promoting their website and, you know, generating traffic for both of us. It was a great project to be part of.
Ball State student Dan Edwards from Dayton, Ohio, talking with wonderment about his experiences at the Indiana State Fair, which ends Sunday. He is among two dozen journalism students who set up their own news agency to cover the fair, shooting tons of video, photos, and writing stories. You can see their work online by connecting with attheindianafair.com. That's our show for today. I'm John Strauss. Big thanks to our producer, Sean Ashcraft. Glad you could join us this time and hope you'll stay in touch. Drop me a note at indianaweekend@gmail.com if you would like more information or have a suggestion. In the meantime, thanks and have a great week until we meet again on the next Indiana Weekend on Indiana Public Radio.
Indiana Weekend with host John Strauss. Our show is engineered at Indiana Public Radio, produced by Sean Ashcraft. Major support for Indiana Weekend comes from Dillman's Furniture of Muncie, serving East Central Indiana with home furnishings from FlexSteel, Bassett, and Simmons Beautyrest. Join us again next week for Indiana Weekend with John Strauss here on Indiana Public Radio.